I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. What a joy it is to share with you this program, It's a Good Life. We're going to look in the scriptures in just a moment, but first, let me invite you to look at our website today, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. On that website, you'll be able to leave prayer requests. If you have something on your heart that you'd like to share and something that you would like for us to pray with you about, go to the website and you'll see a place on there where you can leave your prayer requests. We'll be glad to pray with you that God will answer your prayers. Also, you can send me an email from that website, and I would count it a privilege if you would go there, lrwm.org. Go there and just send me a short message letting me know that you listen to this program. Or you can write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That's Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Today, let's spend the next few minutes together, and we're going to look at the subject, They Believed Not. Now, if you have your Bibles, and if you're not riding or driving along in your car, I don't recommend that you take your Bible out and start reading it as you're driving. But if you're at a place where you can open your Bibles, go with me to the book of Mark, chapter 16. Now, we're going to be discussing several scriptures here. We're not going to read them all, but we're going to look at why they believed not, and then did they believe? Well, belief can do many things. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, the Bible says that all things are possible. But we also see that unbelief can hinder many things, according to Matthew chapter 17, verses 18 through 20. Unbelief is said to be an evil heart, according to Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12. Romans 14, 23 says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, belief will give you a new heart, according to Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. It says, therefore, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But the first part of that verse says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now, in Mark chapter 16, we're going to read a couple of verses here, two or three verses. Actually, we're going to read more than that. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 9, it says, now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, now this is speaking, of course, of his resurrection. On the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. Now notice verse 12 and 13. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed they them. Well, here we read about those who knew Jesus, but yet they didn't believe he had risen. Well, why didn't they believe? First of all, I understand that according to John chapter 19, 25 through 27, and also if you look in Mark chapter 15, verses 40 and 41, you'll see that they didn't believe because they had seen him hanging on the cross. They had seen Christ die. They knew that he had died because they had witnessed this with their own eyes. They saw him hanging there, his blood dripping out. He shed his blood for them. He shed his blood for you and I, that we could go to heaven. But these people, his disciples, the people who stood around the cross, saw him die. That's one reason they didn't believe. And then I believe that another reason they didn't believe is because they knew he had been buried. In Mark chapter 15, verses 42, 46, and 47, it talks about how that that Joseph of Arimathea wanted the body of Christ. They wanted to take his body and give him a decent burial. And he went and got the body of Jesus, wrapped him in the burial clothes, and placed him in his tomb to bury the Lord. And the disciples and those people standing about who saw the body of Jesus taken down from the cross, and they saw that Joseph of Arimathea had taken the body of Christ and placed him in a tomb. Well, they didn't believe because they saw him hanging on the cross. They saw him die. They didn't believe that he was risen from the dead because they knew he had been buried. And then I see that they were still thinking about the natural instead of the supernatural. Now, if you go back and look in Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 16, 19 through 21, and 22 through 24, you'll find out that Jesus had told them that he was going to raise from the dead, that he was going to come back to life, because as we study and read the scriptures, we understand that he is God, and that he came to seek and to save those who were lost. Now, he was as much God had he never been man, and he was as much man had he never been God. He placed aside, he put aside his deity in order to come to this earth to save sinful men and women like you and I. He wanted to save the world. The Bible tells us that he came into the world to seek and to save sinners. He came into the world to seek and to save those people who would call upon his name and receive him as Lord and Savior. Well, I know by looking at the scriptures that they didn't believe because they had seen him hanging on the cross. They saw him die. They knew he had been buried, and they were still thinking about the natural instead of the supernatural. He said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it again." In other words, he was saying, "You destroy my body, and I'll raise it up again in 3 days." Well, did they ever believe? And of course they did. Well, when did they believe? They believed when they partook of the food he offered. In Luke chapter 24, in verses 30 and 31, and you look in verse 32 as well, you'll find that their eyes were opened. He was walking on the road of Emmaus with, we read about this in these verses that I've just mentioned. And as they walked along, they didn't really know who Jesus was at that time, but they sat down to eat with him. And immediately the Bible says that their eyes were opened. And they went on to say, "Didn't our heart burn within us as we walked along and he opened the scriptures to us?" They believed. They knew that this was the Lord because their eyes were opened, because no longer did they see the natural, but they saw the supernatural, the workings of God. And something else, Jesus proved his resurrection by his death. Now, there are several scriptures that talk about this. Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 39 and 40. And Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21. He said, "When I'm gone, I'm going to die. I'm not just going to go out and disappear." He said, "I'm going to die." But once again, I remind you that he also said that when he died, he would raise again. He would come back. And as a result of that, he would be able to seek and to save those who were lost. By his death, we can have eternal life. But notice something else. The belief that we have today, the belief that the people had back then, although they saw him die, they saw him hanging on the cross, they knew he was in the tomb, they knew he had been buried. But we look today and we see that the resurrection of Christ is proven by the scriptures. The scriptures state his resurrection. These people saw the signs back then that Jesus did. They saw that through him they would understand that he had risen from the dead. In John chapter 20, the Bible talks here about something that is very interesting, and we need to look at that in John chapter 20 and verses 30 and 31. The Bible says there, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." We see that Jesus did many miracles. Jesus performed many miracles, and we read about those in the Word of God. We see many signs concerning Jesus in the Word of God. And as we look at that, and as these people that we've read about today, as they looked and they remembered the signs that Jesus gave them, they understood that He was alive, that they believed. And it says there that you and I, that as these things are written, they were written that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing we might have life through His name. Now I want you to notice something with me in the book of Isaiah chapter 53. In Isaiah chapter 53 verses 1 through 3 it says, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." We see in that verse that Jesus lived. In Isaiah 53, and we read on in verses 4 and 5, it says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." We see in those verses that his death took place. First, we saw in Isaiah 53, 1 through 3, how that he lived. In Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 5, we see his death. In verses 6 through 9, we continue reading on, "All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him," that's Jesus, "the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken." We see in those verses that he lived. We see in those verses that he died. And now, what is it but in Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 13, we see that he lives. Isaiah 52, verse 13, "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high." Jesus is alive. Jesus wants you to know him today as your personal Savior. Won't you trust him today? Ask him to come into your heart and he'll save you right where he's at. Tune in with me at this same time next week for It's a Good Life. Until then, may the Lord bless you richly is my prayer. Much more. Jesus has